Mohammed Hanif is seeking an apology from Australia for being mistakenly arrested and charged over a failed plot to detonate bombs in London and Glasgow last year. The doctor was detained in Australia after his mobile phone SIM card was found on one of the suspects apprehended in the United Kingdom. His lawyers say he also is demanding damages for his ordeal, which culminated in his work visa being revoked, even though terrorism-related charges against him were dropped. His lawyer, Stephen Keim, says he's prepared to go to great lengths to secure justice for his client.
I'm happy to go through whatever processes the government wants to go through, and if an appropriate negotiated solution can't be obtained, then I'm happy to spend part of the next 7 or 10 years going through the courts.
The Australian government has indicated that it won't apologise to the Indian citizen just yet. The Attorney General, Robert McClelland, has said that doing so might influence a claim for compensation. McClelland also says that if anyone should express regret, it ought to be his predecessor in the previous Conservative government. The former Attorney General, Philip Ruddock, who was in charge of the Justice Department when Hanif was arrested, has said he doesn't deserve an apology or financial compensation, as officials were simply doing their jobs. But not very well, according to an official report that was released on Tuesday. It found that Australian authorities ignored evidence and botched a high-profile investigation. Hanif now works in a hospital in Dubai, but has not ruled out a return to Australia one day. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.